Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com. My name is Zaniya. How may I help you?
I just wanted you to be aware that I'm going to be filing a dispute on a payment that apparently I was trying to order my mom a transitional, essential, this guy that you all had offered, essential year forecast, and has had the hardest time. I kept trying to submit, and it wasn't showing me that it was going through. But I looked at my bank account, and I see that it has several times. So I just called my bank to let them know that I wanted to stop the transaction, that it was a mistake. And I wanted you to know on your end that, you know, I'm not authorizing those transactions. I'll tell you which one. I ordered her one that went through today. The other one, like I said, I was trying to get it to go through, and it wouldn't go through. And I was like, And I kept doing it, but apparently it was taking. So I want to tell you let you know the amount.
Okay.
Difficult. So it's coming out of Navy Federal, and it's okay. So the one that's $97, I'm gonna keep. I did that today, but the one yesterday, there was one for $197. I'm going to dispute that. And there's one for $67. I'm going to dispute. I tried to cancel it, but they said that I have to go through the process. It has to go. If you all cash it, then I'm going to dispute it. So I just wanted you to be aware.
I can go ahead and go in the system and void it. Could you provide me with your email address?
Yes, I think hers is under, because I'm trying to do this for her, and I got my own, and it's really confusing. But hers is under jwilliamstyler@aol.com, and her name is Mildred Williams.
mwilliamstyler@aol.com?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment here. Okay, and you're approving the $97 charge for today, but the $197 charge and the secondary charge, you'll like to go ahead and just cancel those out?
Right, the $197 cancel and the $67 cancel.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I thought that it wasn't going through, but apparently that's why you shouldn't do stuff at night. I was sleepy, and I was trying to do it. She asked me to do it for her, so I was trying to do it. But I didn't know it actually went through.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll go ahead and just void these charges in the system as well. You should see them drop for your bank account immediately. If you don't see it immediately, just give it 3 to 5 business days. It's just normal bank time for the reverse flow and drop off.
All right.
Great. You are all set. David, did you need any further help today?
No. Well, yeah, let me ask you this, because, like I said, when I ordered, I didn't have a problem, but I don't know if it's because I'm trying to do it for my account. When I ordered my essential forecast, it came, you know, done deal. I tried to order for her. I wasn't able to do it. Let's see if I still got the account up. They gave something else. I was trying to see, because it's not essential forecast, which I don't know if she's going to be upset about that, but I figured that maybe you all changed the names. I'm trying to go to the account now. I think I closed it out. Let me see. Just wanted to see why I couldn't order that essential year forecast for her. That's what she wanted, but I ended up getting something else because I couldn't find it.
I'm not too sure why you could not make the purchase of the essential forecast for her. I believe maybe because you were on your account, it won't let you do it twice because
when I set it up, because I told her my mom's 80-something years old, so she can't really, she's not computer savvy. She's not going to do it on her own account. So the lady told me that all I had to do was open it up on another email account. That's why I have Gmail and my mother has AOL. I'm letting her use my AOL. So when technically not on the same account. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but when I wish that I'm looking for the website, because when I go to the library, when I signed her up, it gave me that website where you can go and look at your orders and stuff like that. When I went on the order and you look at that's where it doesn't show, you know, I'm trying to find it while I'm talking to you. And I don't know the name of the website. So I'm looking at my favorites. Astrology. So when you go to your library,
theastrologyanswers.com.
Say it again.
Astrologyanswers.com.
Oh, maybe that's it. Let me just it. Oh, but wait a minute. I thought it was up. Okay, now then let me get off this page because this is that order form again, and that's dangerous because every time I click, I don't want to find nothing else. So if that's it, it's trying to get me to order again. So I'm trying to get out of that. I don't know. Wherever you the area you go where you after you make your purchase and you get the reading. And you can go and you can review it. That's the website I'm trying to show you.
Because it should be. And once you go to astrologyanswers.com.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Once you go to astrologyanswers.com and you log in into the member section, you click library and it should be there for you.
Okay, so you gotta call. Oh, this is supposed to be so simple, and it's making it. I spent last night doing it, and now I'm doing it this morning. You said astrology.com?
Yes, ma'am. Astrologyanswers.com.
Official website. There. Okay, so I don't think this is the screen because this is like zodiac signs.
Let's see here. Let me try to guide you through astrology.
Yeah, this is a brown screen with zodiac signs on it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And when you look at the top, do you see? It should be at the very top in the left-hand corner. It will say login.
Let me see.
Excuse me, not the left-hand corner, the right-hand corner.
So, see, I think we're looking at, I wish I could give you a screenshot. This doesn't even give me a corner. It's a brown screen, and it has the picture of the different zodiac signs. And that's not the screen that I was on. The screen that you're talking about is blue, because I logged in.
Oh, yes,
ma'am. I'm wondering what my favorite. So, is there another name that is under?
It should be Astrology Answers with the S at the end .com.
Yeah, that's what let me see. Astrology Answers, one word?
Yes, ma'am. Astrology Answers.
One word?
Yes, ma'am.
One long word?
One long word, AstrologyAnswers.com.
AstrologyAnswers.com. And it's crazy. Because I'm clicking on it. It says astrology. That's Daily Horoscopes. And it's got astrologyanswers.com official website. When I click on it, it's this blue screen. I mean, not blue, it's brown. And it has the different zodiac signs.
Do you see the little logo that says Astrology Answers at the top when you go in?
It says Astrology Answers. Choose your sign. So let me just follow what they're... No, see, they want me to order one. That's what it is. This is the screen that you do when you order it. I was trying to go to a library.
Let's see here. Go to Members, M-E-M-B-E-R-S.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I had so much trouble. I want to write it down and then go to it. You said Members.
Dot Astrology what? Answers.
Okay.
Dot com. And see if that takes you to the member area where you should be able to log in.
Okay, so is that one word? I mean, is there anything between astrology and members?
It's a period between members and astrology answers. So members dot astrology answers dot com.
Okay. Address to get to open up her account, and it popped back to the account that I had. So, and I know that I set it up under her because I was able to look at the chart, and they said that it'll be ready in 24 hours. So I know they accepted the AOL, but when I go to the chart, I mean, go to this website and try to log in, when I put the AOL address in, it's popping back up to my account.
And what email is supposed to be assigned to your account, your official account?
Julia987 at gmail.com.
Could you repeat that for me? It broke up just a little bit.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Could you repeat that for me? It broke up a little while you were speaking.
Yeah, no problem. Under my name is Julia, just my full name, Julia Williams, lowercase, one word, 987@gmail.com.
Thank you. Let's see here.
But it seems to be not accepting her. Okay, let me see if I put the password in.
Okay, so when you put the password in, it accepted it under your mother?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, great.
So I wanted to... It has me on the screen. Okay. This website moves so quick, you end up buying stuff that you don't want. I just popped on another screen. Okay, so when you go to the library... Save her information. When you go to the library, it says... Daily influence and transition period. That's what it was. I tried to order her what she wanted, the one that I had gotten, the essential year forecast, but the only option they gave me when I was trying to order it was this transition period guy.
Let's see here. Let me go to the members area. Is it shut? Still offer the essential year,
but it doesn't show up. If you can look at her screen when you look at purchase product, it won't give you that. It won't. It doesn't show it. Now, if you go to mine, it does.
It won't be in the purchase product since it has not yet been purchased yet. I would say go in the library and click all and scroll down to see if you see the essential year forecast. I'm sorry, I'm trying to access in, but the system is moving slow.
Yeah, no, I'm following you. I did go. I am in the library and I did purchase products. And
okay.
I'm just looking, scrolling through, and they don't have it. They didn't offer it when I was signing up. Like when I got mine,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was talking about it, or they were talking about it. And then at the end, you know, okay, thanks for your purchase. Well, when I was doing hers, it kept talking about this transition period, guys. I didn't know if maybe y'all changed the name of it or if the other one just wasn't offered no more.
They tend to be one and the same. Usually people get the transit period guide. I actually haven't seen an essential year guide in a while.
Really? So a question about that then. Cause, okay, so the one that I ordered for me, okay, so
yeah.
When I sent it in, it had I gave her my birthday, which is December 19, 1963, and the time was 7:30, okay? The short form, the complimentary one that they give you for free, use that date. When they gave me this essential guide, the essential guide was December. It had everything except for my birthday. I mean, my time of date or time of birth was 12 p.m., and I didn't understand that. And they kept saying they was going to fix it, but they never fixed it. So my question to you is, when you get this, because I've never ordered it before, but of course, you know, you want the correct information, you know. If when I looked at my mother's form, she does have her birth date. I mean, her birth time. Well, I think it was 12 noon, I think. But anyway, so I mean, why would they change my birth date or my birth time to 12 p.m. And is that an accurate reading? Or, I mean, I don't know what that is.
It can still be accurate with the incorrect time, simply just because while they like to have your time of birth because it helps with your birth chart,
mm-hmm.
some people are uncertain, so they still tend to go off the information that's provided, and you can still make a pretty good chart without the time. I believe that yours may just have been done in error, that they changed it from 12 to 7:30, and I'll send an email over in regards to you not receiving an update, so that way they can just make sure the information is correct. But I would say it doesn't affect it entirely too much. It just really has to do with your birth chart. And if you know your exact time, then they can place
uh-huh.
your houses. But it usually doesn't affect your essential year because you still have your main, let me see, you are born December 19th, so you are Sagittarius. So
mm-hmm.
you still have your main star sign, which is Sagittarius, and your time of birth does not affect your rising, your sun, or your moon sign. So those are the main ones that are needed for the essential year forecast.
Right, but because I do have the right date and they did say that if they made an error that they would fix it, I would really prefer, because why not? If I got the correct date, and it's on my birth certificate, I can send it.
Yeah.
I have the correct time. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'll get an email sent for you right
yeah.
now. Just
But let me warn you, they've sent this several times. I mean, I've had this conversation several times, and I just got frustrated because it was like I kept asking, and they kept saying, okay, you'll get it in 24 hours, and then I would look, and it would still be posted the same, so you probably need to say something differently. I'm not sure why it's not. Maybe they, like you said, maybe they did it, but they're not posting it to this portal or uploading it so, you know, I can see it. But because the guy that I talked to, he said it. He said it. They got the right date now. But no, I mean, when I go to mine, if you walk into mine and look in the library and you
mm-hmm.
look at that essential year forecast, It's going to have 12 p.m.
I'm just going to send an email over to our manager and say that you keep having this problem because somebody needs to.
Yeah, because I didn't even want to read it because I was like, well, it's not accurate. And, I mean, I don't know if it's mine. I kind of need accuracy just because, I mean, I know you said it's not that much different.
But I completely understand if you can have everything correctly, why not?
Right. Especially since I have mine. My mother, she wasn't really sure because, you know, she was born in 1937. So her birth date, she has a question about her birth date. Her birth date, I don't know if her mother had a midwife or not, but, you know, back then they didn't do good record keeping.
Yes.
So she celebrates her birthday on the 4th. But her sister, her older sister, said her birthday was actually on the 2nd. You know what I'm saying? So that's a biggie.
Yeah, right. That kind of sounds like my great-grandmother. She doesn't know she's born on the 8th or the 9th.
Right, you know, and we celebrated as a family, we celebrated her birthday always on the 4th. So she prefers the 4th, but, you know, Social Security Administration also has noted that her birthday was on the 2nd of
second.
March. So she's actually thinking about getting both reports, literally. I was like, Mom, you don't need to do that. But she is. I mean, she said she wanted to get the first one, but then she also wanted to get another one, which I don't
just to make sure.
She wants to make sure. Yeah. So yeah. So she will definitely probably be doing another order, but I don't know if she's going to be disappointed. So you're saying this transition period is the most recent, and this one that I got is old.
I wouldn't say that necessarily it's old because they're both just about as old as each other. It's just more people tend to get a transit period guide. Now, I like the essential year because I feel like it's more informative.
Okay, but I got what was offered. You know, I mean, as I followed it and I was looking at it and it intrigued me. I was like, oh, okay. So I just got it because I didn't even see transition period guide as an option. In fact, I'm going to log into mine and see if they
You should be able because I am looking in your members area right now.
Uh-huh. Can you see it?
Give me just one moment. Because sometimes it likes to play hide and seek. And I have to find the actual guide.
I guess I have to close my mother's account out before I can open mine because it's not letting me leave her. Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to give you access.
Yeah, I'm in there and I don't see it.
Update permission.
And man, that was 7:32 a.m. I'm looking at my birth certificate. I got it attached to the form.
7:32
a.m. Yeah.
Okay. So I just sent an email over to my manager. He's going to contact Dawn and have them fix it, and then he'll send you an updated link with your essential year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And give me one moment. I'm trying to allow you access to the transit period, God. System moves so slow.
Yeah, mine is too. So you said the transition, what is it that the transit period, guy, is not as, what did you say, not as detailed as the transition guy?
I would say it's not as simply detailed as the essential year. Now, the transit period guy is detailed, but if you're not familiar with your houses and the astrals that go along with it, you'll find yourself confusing in the glossary more than anything.
Okay.
That's why I advise if you really want to diligently sit down and understand all the signs and the houses that go along with it, I will get the transit period guide, because the transit period guide has a glossary in the back that tells you all the houses and the information, and then that way you can decipher exactly what certain things mean within your transit period guide. But if you're really just on a beginner level, or you would like things just more simpler, I would say go for the essential year, because it still has beneficial information and it goes in depth. It just doesn't emphasize on the houses and the natures of their emotions, because it's you don't know that much about it.
Right, and that's, you just call me out. That's me. I don't know about it. My mother, my only intriguing comes from my mom, because she's all into it. Mm-hmm. And when I was telling her about it, she started talking about it. So I said, let me see. And I went ahead and ordered it. But no, I don't have that background. She does, but I don't have that background knowledge on it at all. I just, you know, I got questions. I'm in grad school, you know. I just got questions, and, you know, I just wanted something to help with as far as guidance, because I got major decisions popping up left and right. But,
And so, indeed, I would say if you really want to get into learning about the houses and things of that nature and understanding your birth chart, I barely understand mine still, but but I would say go for the transit period guide, because as advice, it's a glossary in the back that explains everything. Uh-huh. It's just kind of grasping what applies to you, and then
is
using
it clear,
that.
Though,
it's
a beginner,
pretty clear.
Like
I would say it's pretty clear, because it's the glossary is in depth. It gives you in depth about what everything means in regards to which houses have to do with which emotions, or if your house is in Venus, why is it like this? It explains it in detail.
Oh, okay.
But it's just more of a, if you're reading the transit, because the transit period guide is what you get first, and then the glossary is at the very end.
Okay.
And so if you're reading your transit period guide and you don't quite understand what that is, you just kind of got to go back and forth. Let me see what this means. Let me see what this means.
Right.
Let me scroll
right.
back up, see what that means.
And
it's
see,
good if you want to. Good if you want to do some research and get more into learning and what the houses mean and what the, hold on, give me one moment to access it and I can tell you a little bit more.
Okay.
I can tell the members here, yes. Okay, if you refresh your screen, you should have access to the transit period guides now. It may not have officially been uploaded just yet.
This is on mine. Take this out. So I have to log that. Oh, wait a minute. I thought I saw it. Hold up. Wait a minute. Library. Oh, cool. I see it.
Oh, Oh, have they changed?
Okay. So when I downloaded the report, oh, they did change it.
Okay.
That was quick. Wow. I mean, really, that's like, I was just looking at it and I've seen it popped up. I was like, wow. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Although, wait a minute, this looks different. Transitioning. So, all of these, I guess, dates, that's what you were talking about when you said, let me see, hold up, what is, what I'm looking at now is they sent you your forecast. The makeup of it is totally different than the one that I got.
Are you looking in the transit period guide, or are you looking into your essential year? The essential year has changed.
Essential year forecast. The one that just changed. So it's essential year forecast, just like the one I had copied. But it has, after that sign, it has dates. It has like April 16th, transition Mercury positive your accent. Exited.
Now that is giving you day by day.
Right. Oh, really? So it's totally different from the one that I got. It was the one that I got was more, let me see. It tells about what this is. It has the introduction. This one doesn't. It has life path. And this might not be in order because I had printed it out and was actually looking at it, but it has new expansive life cycle. You know what I'm saying? It has topics, not just like a bunch of dates. But this one looks like more like it's a bunch of dates, like a day by day.
Yes, ma'am. The transit period guys, their reports tend to go more on a date basis. Let's see.
Okay, but this is essential just to keep it, you know. Keep
just
clear. This is not. This is the essential year forecast for Julia Williams, which is, I guess they changed it out, they changed it because it's totally different from the one that I previously printed.
You said he was going to
totally
do
different.
It. I didn't expect him to move that fast.
I know. Wow. I wished everything was that quick. What? I'm sitting here talking to you and it's like I looked up and I seen it pop. See my birthday pop up. I'm like, what? So, but it's a whole different, thing. It's like, yeah, it's dates, just dates, different dates, like it's walking you through.
And it could have been that the initial one.
Well, and you said that was the older one, maybe?
More than likely, because the essential year, they maybe broke it up in parts for you, and they didn't send that part, because you're supposed to receive both. You're supposed to receive the year guide that gives you your past and goes into better explanation about things of that nature in regards to your emotional life and intellectual.
Right.
And then it's also
right.
supposed to give you, I'm not too sure if exactly how many dates it's supposed to provide within the essential year, but I know that it is supposed to provide at least a few dates.
Well, this one goes all the way out to 2022, what
yeah.
I saw.
So that is the correct one that you're supposed to have.
Okay, so the other one is probably not.
Yes,
or,
I would say... I would say you can use that one since it does tell you about the past.
Right.
And which, because they are still correct. Your past is still correct. They're not really too much going to change. It just tells you in regards to an introduction of how it all works and the life paths, the
right.
choices. But I would say that the essential year that you received, that is indeed correct.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. Okay. And she won't get this one because she got the transition. What was it? The one that we was talking about earlier. She has the transition period.
Correct. Now, since she has the transit period guide, she will not receive that one. So hers will not be similar to yours, in which it won't give any life paths or emotional path choices. Hers is going to state the lining of the astral energies, and it'll advise, what's your mother's sign?
Her time for birth?
Her sign.
Oh, her sign.
Zodiac sign. Pisces. So it's going to say which. It's going to tell her the planets that align with her in regards to her luckiest year and also opportunities. It'll have her natal chart, which, since she's experienced, she might be able to read her natal chart without any issue. And then it does break down, after it gives you the natal chart, how to exactly read it.
Okay. But, yeah, because I know she does read them. She knows a lot more about this than I do. But if you got a breakdown, I mean, I know she'll be able to do it because she studies. She really likes the horoscopes and stuff.
And so with the transit period, guys, it'll be her own personal profile, just like yours. However, I believe it's, I don't think it's monthly. It should be a few days at a time. But it's basically, she'll be studying two transits a day because she'll study her previous one and then the following days. So say, She's going to read yesterday's and today's and see the frequencies and
so
which ones that she would like.
Doing it simultaneously? Is that what's happening?
Yes, pretty much. So reviewing the previous day's transits and then the following day's transits to check the frequencies, see what's matching up, and continue to just pay attention to what she sees maybe calling her or showing her in her life. And then, of course, if she has any issues or any questions, there's a glossary. It explains the 12 signs and the houses, as well as the astrological aspects. And I think it also has the sun, the moons, and the planets, and what each one stands for. So it may say you have Mercury in the sixth house.
Oh, okay.
And then Mercury goes towards communication, and the 12th house is, even though I'm just making this up, let's see here, the 12th house is isolation. So maybe, that's weird. I did that off the top of my head. Am I talking about myself? But she has Mercury in the 12th house, so Mercury deals with isolation and, the 12th house deals with isolation, and Mercury deals in regards to communication. So maybe she has an issue communicating with things, or she's not necessarily communicating the best way possible, or is she isolating herself, which is causing a communication issue, just things of that nature.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, she's going to like that. She was just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, so I may have to just look in my transit period guide because I came up with that off the top of my head, but I was like, I could.
Yeah, you might want to. Like I said, just the whole thing intrigues me. I like to hear her talk about it because she gets so excited. And she started bringing out her books and stuff. And anything that gets my mother excited at 80-something years old, I'm like, I'm for it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, you know. And she's always encouraging. So, yeah, I was just really scared to disappoint her. But, you know, she looked at mine and she was, like, so excited. And then when I couldn't find this essential forecast, I was like, dang. So I had to get something. That's why I kept persistently pushing trying to order it last night. And then this morning, like I said, it gave me the option to do the, not the essential, but it gave me the option to do the one that we're talking about.
The transit period guide.
The transit period guide, yeah. So
I believe she may enjoy it. It goes in depth. It'll be her transit period guide.
Right.
She'll be uploaded completely tomorrow.
Right. It said try back in 23 minutes or something like that. I was going to print it for her. And she has a computer, but like I said, my mom's 80-something years old. She's not computer savvy at all.
I completely understand. My mom is the same way.
It's crazy. She wants stuff, and she wants to get involved, but it's like I went over there to try to train her, and she's like scared to even push the mouse. I was like, how do you expect to be able to do anything if you're scared to touch it? See, I don't want to break it. Are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, okay. So let me go ahead and do this for her, because can you imagine what that conversation would be if she's scared to push the mouse? You know, because you had to push it in order to make it quit. If she's scared to do that, think she's going to break it. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
my goodness.
We're in trouble here. Yeah. So, yeah, I said, let me just go ahead. But it's confusing when I try to do hers and mine because it gets mixed up. And like I said, So she'll be excited to know that it's going to be done tomorrow. And then, like I said, I'll just explain to her that she can't get the essential guide right because she already got this. Or is she, when she does the second one, which I know she will because she wants to know both dates, what does she do? She just send in a new, like, go like she's going through the whole process all over again and just put the new date?
Yes.
The information that she's already been given. Now, do you think she'll get an essential guide then when she asks for the other one, or...
I don't see why she shouldn't be able to have access to a central year guide. I'll actually see if we can have an email sent to that email specifically.
Okay.
Could you provide me with that email again? I'm sorry. Let's see.
Oh, the one where her account is William Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, @AOL.com.
Thank you. So I'll have a link sent for the essential year for her directly.
Oh, okay.
If my system decides to load today.
Yeah, I guess it's in the air. I don't know. I mean, I thought I had too many screens open. I closed most of them down. Mine is acting crazy,
the astrology,
too.
Usually when I'm on a... Because I look at the admin site moves super slow. But if I'm just going through your members area, it moves pretty fast. But if, like I said, going through the actual administration, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, are we going to move today or next week?
I'm using Comcast, but mine is, like I said, I thought that I had too many windows open because mine was moving really slow. And
I believe that it's just a slow website.
Okay. Computers,
or it may be the prize. Yeah, can't live without them. Can't live with them.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And do you think maybe it's busy? Like maybe there's a lot of people like scrolling, and maybe it might be just like a lot of people.
I think so too. Because if the website gets a lot of traffic, and which it, surprisingly it gets a lot of traffic in the morning.
Yeah.
You would think mostly people would be on during the late nights, or at least I guess that's when I have time, so that's when I do it, so I think more people will be on.
You're like me, exactly, and that's not good, because that's what happened to me. I was late night, and I'm sleepy, and, you know, you do things, but that's when it's quiet, and everybody,
yes.
You know.
Everybody is asleep, and
yeah.
I can live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's me, a late nighter. But then you think about it, people probably want to start their day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fraction. you know, let's see what's going on, you know, kind of, yeah, so.
I usually, most of my calls usually come in, I get here at 6 a.m., so I get, are you still in New York? Are you still on Eastern time?
I'm on, I'm in the East Coast, but I'm in Lower Maryland right now.
Okay, so you're still in Eastern time, so I get in 5 Eastern time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And
it starts early. Jesus.
Yeah, I usually have a cup of coffee by like 4:30 in the morning.
Bless your heart. Wow. That would, now, I used to do that when I was in the military. My day started at 3:45 because I had to be at, I had to be on post or be at the school, you know, or be at training, you know, by 5, by what was it? By 4, before, was it 4:30? Because we used to have to run. So, yeah, 3:45 every morning. Yeah. But, yeah, your day starts early. Jesus.
And I just pop up like clockwork. And it's funny because my fiancé, he is the complete opposite. He hates getting up early
morning.
In the morning.
Yeah. I mean, you must have been doing it for a while because you're bubbly and everything. I was really concerned about calling this early. I thought maybe, you know, it's 9 o'clock now, but I think when I called you, it was earlier. And I was like, they're not going to be open. But I said, well, let me try it anyway. But, yeah. So, I can see why you would like it. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's not a hard thing. I guess maybe I was doing something. Well, no, because I think I'm just really a morning person. I don't like, I feel like if I get up later in the day, I don't have much time left.
Gotcha.
And so I always live my days like that.
Right. And didn't you have to train yourself though that way, or were you just always a morning person?
At first it was hard because waking up at 4:30, my body, I don't think it's still used to it, because when I sleep in, I sleep until like 7:30.
That's still early, but yeah.
But I think now I'm kind of used to, you know, I think it's, what do they call it? Oh, my goodness. Muscle memory.
Right. Right. So you're like my fiance, because, like, he has to be at work at 6. Like, yeah, he had to work today, right? And he says he don't even have to set the alarm clock. He said he automatically, his eyes pop open. No matter, even if you stay up late or whatever. It's like you said, muscle memory. It's like his body knows it's time to get up.
It's time to get up.
Right. Yeah, no, my sleep in, you're going to laugh, but my sleep in is like 12 o'clock. Serious. I'd be like, wow, I must have really been tired, you know? That's my sleep in. So that's why you're talking about 7 o'clock. I'm
just turning over. That's my fiance. He'll wake up and it'll be 11:30, maybe even 1 if he's really tired. And he'll get up, and he'll be up for 30 minutes. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I'm still trying to wake up. I'm very tired. I'm like, you slept the whole day away.
I tell you, I feel him. I mean, it's for my own defense, I'm a grad student. And like I was telling you about having time, I do most of my work at night because everybody's been moving around. So I do my research. I do studying. Any work that I have left over from the workday, all that happens during the, you know, between 10 and, you know. So that's in my defense. So that's what I say. When I do sleep, it's like I'm going for the gusto. I'm trying to make up for all those hours I didn't get. And it takes me a while to wake up. Yeah.
I completely understand that. You got to get that rest in when you can. See, I try to put myself together by 10, like everything I try to do was like 10 o'clock. It's like max for me.
Wow. I wish. I used to be like that when I was in the military. You didn't have a choice. You know, like you used to do so much stuff before 6 o'clock, you know. And it made the day really go by. You was energized. It made it go by really quick. But like I said, this new lifestyle, and I guess that's why I'm interested in finding what's down the core, because this new lifestyle is just, you know, with that COVID, and you just had to make all of these drastic changes. So it's just not easy to, you know, be that more in person anymore. Yeah. So
when quarantine first started, it threw me in for a loop, and it was it's just because it changed your whole schedule.
Yeah.
We're all in the house, and it's just like, why are you here? Why are you here?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Great minds think alike. Yeah, because you never know how small your space is until you're forced to be in it together all the time. But yeah. It's crazy, you know? Arguing over how you got the TV too loud. I'm in here studying, you know? God, yeah. So that was just telling my mother the other day, and like I said, that's what's sparking my interest in just trying to figure out what's coming down the court. This whole year has just been phenomenal, in a good way, because I'm still positive and I'm here, but also in just a lot, you know, just so much new, I guess is the word, because life is always a lot, but this new way of living and just, you know, just the way we growing and, you know, it's just a lot.
Trying to adapt.
Yes. Yeah. So, no complaints. I mean, you know, cause like I said, I'm here and we lost a lot of people. So I definitely don't have no complaints, but it's just like, you know, I want to be as knowledgeable as I can. How can I put it? Knowledgeable as I can to make the right choices, you know, moving forward, you know, seeing as though it seems like we're getting ready to come out of this period, this dark period, you know, with this restrictions coming off and, you know, people trying to get back to normal, kids going back to school and stuff like that.
Indeed.
So,
and hey, if you can get some assistance from anywhere, I will surely take it.
What? So, yeah, when I got the email, I was like, looking, and Dawn is so convincing anyway. And I was like, why wouldn't I want some kind of guidance? Because I'm clueless right now. This whole world has just changed on us, you know? It's nothing like it used to be. And either mom, who has the historical knowledge, you know, like you can go to your grandmother, your mother, to get that, you know, they don't have it no more. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So, you got to do what you got to do. And like you said, if stuff is there to assist you, you got to let it assist you, you know. You got to, you know. You just have to do it. So, yeah. But thank you. This is helpful. This is. Now I got both of them. So now I get a good starting point.
So that's no problem at all. And as that was, I was able to access it into your mother's account. I'm going to send you an email under the AOL with the link for the Essential Year Guide.
Oh, okay. Do I still have that open? Yeah, my computer just locked up. Like I said, I think Comcast got something going on, too. That's who I use, the provider. But, yeah, because it just locked my system up for some reason.
I wouldn't put it past it. With all of us being on the internet,
yeah.
I think they are all just for whim.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right, because I had to call them out here because I was teleworking, and my computer was acting up, and he went and he said, because I live in an apartment complex, he said they had started splitting. There wasn't enough ports. They started splitting, using splitters to like share the internet. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. And
he was like, yeah. So yeah, it's just with this newfound way of living, you know. People are doing things. So, yeah, he told me if I kept having a problem to definitely call them, and they would, you know, put my wires up here in the apartment, which I'm probably going to have to do because, like you said, with this Saturday, my computer, something's wrong with it. It's freezing up, and it shouldn't be. It's too early in the morning. But
honestly.
It's definitely something going on with it. Because it's just really, really slow. And I hope I don't have to close it out to open up the AOL account, but it says not responding.
And I also gave you access to the transit period guide as well, just because I think you may enjoy it. And don't worry about the charges, free. It's on me.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
No problem. Give that till tomorrow. Yours should update as well, and then you'll have your actual transit periods once you go in.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right. And it's confirmed within the system that the charges for the 197 and the 67 have been voided for you. So guys, you should see that immediately. If you do not see it immediately, just give it to 3 to 5. It's just normal bank time for that reversal.
Okay. 3 to 5 days. Okay. But it's like on hold. If it doesn't come immediately, okay. If I didn't see it.
If it doesn't release immediately, because it should, go ahead and release immediately. We usually don't have problems. But some banks, they take a different process, and so it goes through an authorization period, and I'm just like, why is this voided?
Right. So I'm in AOL. You said that you sent her, you'll send it, or so it's probably going to take some time, because I think that was, it also, like, had to wait 24 hours or something. When I ordered mine, it was like you had to wait 24 hours for them to do it.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to go ahead and send her the link, but it may take a moment to just receive to you. They do take a moment to just generate.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking, and the last email I got was at 9:45. And, yeah, so it's probably going to be a minute.
Other than that, you are all set.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You have just made my Saturday, for real.
Oh, yay. I'm glad I could.
I was so frustrated, and I didn't know how I was going to explain it to my mother. She's 87, and she doesn't care about the finances and stuff like that. She wants what she wants. So I was trying to figure out, how am I going to explain to her that I'm not giving her the same thing that I got, you know?
Until you got her something better.
Yeah, I said, you read my mind, because that's exactly what I was going to say. Not even knowing, you've enlightened me, you know. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to say that, because, I mean, no, she wouldn't have been happy. And like, I told you to get the one that you had and all of this other stuff. And like I said, that's why I stayed up so late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get it, and then, you know, making those purchases, you know, because I was like, why can't I get it? So, yeah, thank you so much for helping me with this.
That's no problem at all.
Yeah. And for the reading.
Oh, do not even mention it.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're all set. Did you need any further help today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. And you stay safe out there.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.